Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also after supper, he took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for you for the full forgiveness of all of your sin. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Congregation may be seated, and as we continue with distribution, we're going to commune first. Those who have the communion packages and are going to stay in the pew, go ahead and get your package out, and we'll take off the first seal to access the bread of Christ. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given for you. And we open the second seal. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the full forgiveness of all of your sin. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you steadfast in the one true faith. Depart with peace and joy. Jesus is with you. Amen. And at this point, you can be seated and let the ushers guide you forward for those that want to commune up at the rail.